You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
Morena Marama, how are you this morning?
Morning, Rachel. Got to say, that was some very dancey track I was just listening to for not even 8 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, yes. Yep, it is. It is a big one to hopefully get us through the last couple of days of the year. There's been a lot going on since we last spoke with you in the world of politics. Let's start with the government repealing the Fair Pay Act. This has been obviously very much pushed back against by unions and by workers' rights groups. What's your, most significant concern with the way that this has happened?
That the very workers who were set to finally have some level of equity were going to benefit from the Fair Pay Agreements. So we're talking Māori, Pacific women, rangatahi, disabled people, young people. And this is a system of employment that has long discriminated most harmfully against those groups of people. Fair pay agreements were about equity, to try and bring back some equity and some collective bargaining power across sectors and across industries. There was a lot of work put into getting this agreement, and across business, unions, workers, and they're gone. This is just an example. I mean, you've got all the other bits of legislation, Rachel, but this is just an example of this government being very clear that they are here to protect the current hierarchy of power, the current hierarchy of privilege, and they are doing that. They are disadvantaging workers, and they are privileging profit and corporations over the well-being of workers, and just before Christmas too, might I add. So it was really quite an upfront assault, legislative assault, on workers, their families, their communities, but even more so, they're showing their real colours, which we knew all along, which is to protect wealth and power.
What is the future potential for fair pay agreements? Is this putting it back? I mean, if we look to potential future governments, is this something that we might see on the table again? I know that, as you said, there has been a lot of work to get to this stage. How far does that put that mahi back?
Everything that they are blitzing through in this first couple of weeks, this government, are blitzing through decades and decades of work. You're talking about the improvements being made in water protection, in Tiwi Māori inequities in health, for example, with the Māori Health Authority. So we can at least still pull back on that decades of work, including for fair pay agreements. We at least can, and this is the message I think this morning, Rachel, to listeners, is this government doesn't need to last for more than one term at the most. If people really want to ensure that the progress we did make, and yes, it was over slow but over decades, that we can continue with that progress. If people are really feeling worried, it's clear that we had gotten somewhere in the past 6 years because of all the things this government is trying to undo. So clearly there had been progress because this government is undoing work, undoing progress. And it's up to the people to be really clear right now and mobilising around the country, and the Greens will keep bringing the voices from the communities and the grassroots leadership into the hallway of Parliament to help build a momentum that makes it very clear this government will not last longer than one term.
Let's turn to what we saw in Puniki over the last week. Te Waka Hauora, the much publicised action heading into Te Papa and spray painting all over the wall text for the Waitangi exhibition, which has been for a long time a very contentious framing for the Waitangi exhibition down there. We've also seen Te Papa respond in the last day, partly prompted by Tamatha Paul, who is the Green MP for Central Wellington, calling for that to remain there. And it's going to be there over summer. Are you hoping, and are the Greens as a party hoping it's going to stay up there? What's the, I guess, position of this exhibition in this wider context where we're seeing at the moment?
Yes, we are hoping the exhibition will stay as it is. We can see that it is creating some much necessary debate, long needed debate, and the centre of the debate here needs to help emphasise to the whole country, to people who otherwise may not know, that Māori never ceded sovereignty. This was the whole point, that Māori never ceded sovereignty. That has been confirmed time and time again. It was confirmed just a couple of weekends ago up in Waitangi with the Ngāpuhi Tribunal report, the second stage, the report being delivered to Ngāpuhi. It's in the draft form, which again reiterated that Ngāpuhi never ceded sovereignty, therefore Māori never ceded sovereignty, and for any exhibition and any conversation to keep undermining that, which it has done for nearly 200 years, that is setting the country and has set the country up on decades and generations of, well, misinformation. So we do support the exhibition staying up. Tamatha was really quick to get in, sent out an open letter to Te Papa as well as Wellington Central electorate for the exhibition to remain, because it tells not just the story of Māori never ceding sovereignty, but also the decades of frustration that Māori have had with this exhibition, but with the misinformation around Te Tiriti justice as well.
We are seeing already a big, people pushback. We saw Toitū Te Tiriti activate pretty much overnight with the formation of the new government, the first sitting of Parliament. And I'm expecting that we will see much more of this in the coming years. What do you think will be the tone for 2024 when it comes to activism around the core issues of Tino Ranga, Te Ratanga and Mana Motuhake in New Zealand?
The tone is going to be, we are not going to let you just trample over Tino Ranga, Te Ratanga and get away with this. We are not going to just lie down and let this happen. And the tone is also of hope, of seeing people rally, not just Māori, Tauiwi, non-Māori, Pākehā, seeing people rally because so many people also understand that a positive future for Aotearoa depends on us upholding Te Tiriti, knows that Mataranga Māori and Māori leadership affirming our mana motuhake and our self-determination is where the whole of the country will benefit. It's the right thing to do to honour Te Tiriti, but it will also benefit everybody because we have a kaitiaki responsibility to care for our whānau and our taiao, our environment. And that is good for everyone. So the tone is going to be more determined, more creative. I'm loving the creative ways of expressing and activism that are coming through. More collaboration, more uniting, more cohesion around the country. And we even saw it through What's His Face's anti-co-governance tours, where we saw Māori and non-Māori coming together in every single town that where there was that discussion being held. And that's going to continue, Rachel.
I just want to very briefly get your, headline thoughts about COP28. I'm sorry, we're running out of time to talk about what has been a really significant part of the, climate discussion calendar. But what has been the big takeaways for you in terms of New Zealand's position and how we are living up to our commitments as climate partners in the world?
My takeaway from COP this year really is that it is up to the people to continue to unite, to mobilise, to send clear messages here and around the world. We must do everything we can to end fossil fuels exploration. It's not just phase them out. They have to come to an end, and that is how we can then focus on a just transition for those who will be impacted the most but have, in terms of resources, the least. So it was clear from COP that, yes, we have at least started to move towards the language of moving away from fossil fuels. That's still not enough. They need to be completely phased out. They need to come to an end. Clearly, it is up to the people around the world and working together to overcome the massive status quo of privilege, power and wealth, which is still holding on to fossil fuel thinking and fossil fuels.
Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Marama. It's been great to speak with you, and across the year as well. We really appreciate you speaking with us on the show. I hope you have a lovely Christmas period and a new year with your friends and whānau, and we'll talk to you again in 2024.
Really appreciate this platform that is provided for us to have this kōrero, Rachel. I hope you all at BFM get a really good rest, and I look forward to catching up with you again next year. Thank you.
Kia ora. See you later.
That was What's Up with Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.